Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to worship you this morning. We know that you understand our lives and that sometimes our hearts weigh heavy with trouble. Help us to be attentive to your words this morning and allow us to become alert to your Spirit's guidance as we journey onwards toward with you. Thank you for your loving kindness that never fails. May we feel strengthened and filled with your peace as we continue to love you and serve you as Jesus Christ has shown us. In your name, amen. Have you ever pondered how many decisions you make in a day? First of all, we have to decide, do we want to get out from under this quilt? Right? In the morning? Ay, ay, ay. And then we ponder, yesterday I saw they were wondering if Patrick Mahomes is hurt. Does he play or does he not play? Right? That's a decision the coaches had to make. What to eat? What to dress? Who to call? How to pull it together for work, right? Are you going to go in being grumpy or are you going to go in being joyful? How about you? Did you make any decisions this week? Did you make a phone call to get your car inspected on a certain day? I'd like to hear. Any decisions? What's for dinner? Oh my gosh. What's for dinner? I have to decide. Okay. Okay. You have to pick a day, right? Yeah. Not only that for me, but I had to not only get my car inspected, but when my son made his car inspection, I had to have a day where I can give up my car so he can drive to work because his car, so it adds to my calendar, right? Making more and more decisions. Should I eat that apple pie for dessert or say no thank you? Decide on that one. Well, studies have shown that we make over 35,000 choices per day. Per day. And many people struggle to make decisions, to make assessments, to make a choice, or to come to a resolution. It's not easy for some people. Some decisions that are made are pretty big decisions, like getting married or buying a house, a car. Some decisions are small. What shall I wear today? What shall I call my friend today? Some are easy and some are hard, and some are life-changing. There's a link among decision-making actions, self-control, and willpower. Once you have made a decision, that's the end of the uncertainty and the hesitation, and hopefully any disputes have been settled once you have made a decision. And then that is your time to start praying, to continue praying, and to start looking for the good. Your decisions will determine your actions, and your actions will show what is in your heart. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we had a compass that would simply show us the way to go? Janine's friend has provided a compass. A compass always points in the right direction. A compass leads you safely home. A compass is a symbol of safety and protection. Sometimes we need that compass. We need to rely on the compass to make good decisions. Fortunately, each one of us has something that is much like a compass. Do you know what it is? The Bible. The Bible is our compass. Within the Bible, are specific directions from God, specific directions for each of us. The Word of God is the compass for everyone's life. It is the responsibility and obligation for all believers to spend time reading God's Word. How is the Bible like a compass? Here, an author answers the question. The compass, which is God's mission and purpose for his people, sends us out. And the Holy Spirit guides us to unknown, uncharted, and undiscovered regions of life. As we desire what God desires, his purpose becomes our purpose. Simply desiring what God wants becomes our purpose. And this true north guides our decisions and our actions. Amen. Psalm 79, verse 9 reads, "Help us, O God of our salvation, help us for the glory of your name." We can cry out to him for help in desperate times. We can do it quickly. We can do it every minute that we desire. Every minute that we feel that we need him, we are able to turn to him for guidance. How we respond to others with our attitude becomes how we respond to others and what our attitude becomes when things aren't going our way, how we treat our family, how we treat our coworkers. We have the opportunity to pause and turn to God. Are we being godly in our actions with others? Are we being quick to forgive? Know that your good decisions will be ones that honor God. Is my reaction honoring God? Are my words honoring God? Is my decision honoring God? The most important decision for each of us has been that decision to follow Jesus. This choice determines how you will live your life on this earth and where you will live forever. John 3:16, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." Whoever believes in him, have you chosen to be the recipient of God's love? His love that never changes is just waiting for each of us. Are you relying on him? Are you trusting him, clinging to him? Turning to God for divine direction is the act of fully complying with the directives of the Holy Spirit. Once you share in the decision to follow Jesus, listen. Read his word. Talk with your friends and family. Hear stories of his love. And trust that Jesus will help you make the correct decisions and make the most out of the decisions that you have made. We are so blessed to be able to hold on to God's word, God's Bible. We can hold it in our hands. This Bible, God's compass, holds God's mission and purpose for each of us. God's word becomes our purpose. It is the true north, and it guides us with our decisions and our actions. For me, to retire early from teaching, being a single mom, was a tough decision to make. And I made that decision, and there were ups and downs, but I consistently turned to Jesus. Had I not retired when I did, I may not be able to care for my parents the way I am. I may not be here as the pastor at Wellspring Church, and I feel blessed that I can look back and see the path that Jesus had me on. I made some pretty tough decisions, but he was there with me along the way. Some of us are making healthcare decisions. They're not easy decisions. You want to try to cure this the old way? Do you want to try the new way? It's not an easy decision. Trust Jesus. Turn to Jesus. Others have changed jobs, and there have been ups and downs, but trusting Jesus gives you a way. His word, God's word found in the Bible, is God's mission and purpose for each of us. As we desire what God desires, his purpose becomes our purpose. Letting go of what I want, what I need, is important. I want to do what God wants. I want to be his servant. That's something each of us can work on. What is God's plan for this? How can people see God in my decisions? Author Daniel Therifel shares that it is the obligation and delight of every believer to recognize the importance of God's word. The word of God is the compass for every believer's life. This compass, the Bible, supplies information and guidance for Christian living. It provides assurance in times of trouble, in times of doubt, in times of sickness. Isn't it a gift when you feel assured that you are performing and living and acting as God would have you? Isn't it wonderful to have that assurance that when you get up, not knowing what the day holds ahead of us, that you know that God is in control? We are to do as the Bible commands and trust in the faithfulness of God, and that God will show you in due time what the next right step is. Following daily principles of living a Christian life makes making the big, big decisions become less complicated. The big decisions are less complicated because of your faith in God. That is truly a gift for each one of us. When we study the Bible, we are reminded of the complete essential nature of it, the essential nature of it. The Holy Spirit guides us into the unknownness of each day. Again, no one truly knows what each day holds. The author Daniel went on in his article, using the word of God as your compass, to share that he has been a human all of his life. And as such, he has always needed to breathe. Besides a childhood experience when his brother was stuffing his face into the sofa for a brief period of time, he states that it is safe to say that for humans, breathing is important. It is as important as reading the Bible. He is a believer, and as such, he believes that all believers need God's word, just like breathing. God's word is a breath of fresh air. God's word gives us confidence. God's word is like new life. The Bible clearly tells us a lot of things. It is the only legitimate source of direction for our life. The Bible gives guidance for good relationships. It provides assurance during times of doubt. I've been on my knees in times of doubt, turning to God for guidance. It may not give you the specific yes or no answer. I used to think, please have that answer on the ceiling when I wake up. It was never there. And we are not to expect a yes or no answer. but it provides guidance. Using God's compass, we need to pause. I love when we pause as Kathy brings the offering plate up, like when we say, let us pray, and she brings up that pause allows me just to think and pray for those who are being helped by our offering. Proverbs 19:2 reads, enthusiasm without knowledge is no good. Haste makes mistakes. Pause. Know your blessings. Know your gifts. Know that God is with you. Praise him for his blessings. Using the compass, we are to read Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. Get into the scripture. Not only is it a lamp for our feet, it brings light to our heart. Using God's compass, we need to ask. Proverbs 15:22, plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success. Search for advice. Seek godly counsel. Talk with your pastor, your Christian friends, and ask. Using the compass, we need to yield. Luke 22:42. Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine. Taking the focus off of oneself and truly, truly allowing God to be in control. Analyze your motives. Is this the will of God? Is this helping someone else? And when you think about pausing, reading, asking, and yielding, and look at the very first letters, P-R-A-Y, pray. Using God's compass, we need to pray. Some of my favorite verses, 1 Thessalonians 5:17 and 18, never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you, who belong to Christ Jesus. Whew, that was tough as I was going through a divorce. And many of you have gone through certain situations where that has been very tough. Giving thanks for circumstances. I grew in many ways. I found out that in my lowest of lows, when I was serving others, I was feeling better. I found out that I had many Christian brothers and sisters who would be reaching out for me, and I noticed them, and I thanked them. Pray for God's guidance in seeking his will. Accept that the answer may or may not be clear, but it will be God's will. And know that if wrong decisions are made, you will be learning life lessons, and you will be able to move forward giving thanks to God. Through prayer, you will gain trust in your faithfulness of him, and he will show you, and he will guide you, and he will teach you in due time about the decisions made. Making any decision based on the principles according to his word becomes less complicated. We are so blessed to have God's word, his compass, his true north. It is important and powerful, and it is life-changing. I'm going to challenge you to pick up God's word a few more times this week. A few more times than usual. I encourage you to use the compass of God's word as a source of direction for your life. Continue to learn of God's character, God's word, his compasses for teaching, correction, and training. Yes, because we are humans living in this very fast-paced world, we will need redirection. Rely on God's word. This is so important to living a good life. Trust God to help make the most of the path that you choose. After church today, if any of you are suffering or making decisions that you're not sure of, I'm going to stay up here after I'll come back up after the last song, and if any of you would like me to pray over you or to pray with you about decisions that are coming up in your lives, I will certainly do that this morning and any morning that you need, that you feel that you need prayer. And know that I am praying for each of you, that the decisions that come up in your lives are decisions that turn you to Jesus, that get you into God's word. May you have a blessed week. Let us pray. Dear Lord, Father God, we declare that we love you this instant, this moment, right here, right now. Thank you that you have made the way of love known through your Son, Jesus Christ. We will trust you for generous wisdom, straight paths, and peaceful hearts. All of this for your glory, Lord. How we praise you for being the decision-making God. It is not our decisions that we are to lean on, but yours that will make all the difference in our lives. We will continue to plan, but allow us to trust deeper in you in order to take steps. Lead us by your Spirit, Lord, and allow us to turn to you and give praise to you all week long.